Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Philanthropist Mackenzie Scott has made a monumental donation to another historically black college or university, HBCU, which the school is now touting as a defining moment. She is donating. She's the former wife of Jeff Bezos, giving Alabama State University $38 million.
Wow.
She donated $63 million recently to Morgan State University in Baltimore, and $38 million to the University of Maryland Eastern Shore as well. She's just giving away all his money. Good. I like her. All right, here are the cities. We're getting fast food.
Yep.
Here we go.
Is cheaper than cooking at home. And by the way, Kansas City makes the cut.
Yes, we do, in a bad way.
Yep. The price, Kansas City, Missouri, by the way, comes in at 25th, all right? It is 24 cents cheaper to get fast food than it is to cook at home. I'll just do the top 10. Cincinnati is number 10.
Okay.
Tulsa, Oklahoma is number 9. Raleigh, North Carolina is 8. Milwaukee is number 7. Philadelphia is number 6. Houston, number 5. Indianapolis is 4, Columbus, Ohio is 3, Las Vegas is 2, and number 1, where you can save $1.41 by eating fast food.
It's terrible.
As opposed to cooking at home, Minneapolis.
I know that I am Mr. I don't buy this, but
fast
I don't
food?
Buy this.
What do you mean?
You guys, we get into an argument every single time we talk about this.
I don't buy this because I spend more on groceries than the average person, typically anywhere from 140 to 170 a week.
But you eat very healthy.
I eat a lot of food. I eat very healthy. That covers breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If I were to eat the same amount of food, I would be averaging probably $15 for breakfast, $20 for lunch, and we'll call it $20, $25 for dinner. Because I can't eat Chipotle every single night, which if I did, okay, it would only be $10.
But there's your problem. You're talking about Chipotle, and you're not talking about getting a 99-cent hamburger at McDonald's or a taco.
The reference that I am making about breakfast is McDonald's. For me to be full, to get McDonald's breakfast, it is $15 or more.
No, that's true. I actually, one time, he was working the morning shift, and I had to come in to work early, and I said, "Do you want me to swing by and grab you some breakfast?" And he gave me his order. I was amazed that a man who is as fit and health conscious as you are could pour that much crap down his throat.
Need those calories. But
you wanted, if I may, you wanted 2 sausage, egg,
and cheese.
And cheese.
McMuffins.
McMuffins, that's right. and two hash browns.
You got it every time. So with that, we're looking at $65 a day for food. Multiply that by seven. Well, sorry, 3 days I've already spent more on fast food than I did at the grocery store. And by the way, when I go to the grocery store, I'm also feeding my girlfriend.
Okay, here are the cities where cooking at home is cheaper.
Okay.
Boston, Massachusetts, number 10. You would save 45 cents if you cooked at home as opposed to going to a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Phoenix, Arizona, number 9. Hartford, Connecticut, number 8. Providence, number 7. Denver, number 6. San Diego, number 5. This is cooking at home is cheaper than going out. Sacramento is 4. LA is 3. Jacksonville is 2. Buffalo, New York is number 1. You would save $1.35 per meal, per person.
Right.
Cooking at home as opposed to going to fast food.
That's because the prices are so much higher there.
By the way, the dollar menu at McDonald's has not existed since 2013. Well, and even before that,
Sam,
it was the dollar menu.
What I'm saying is you're talking about Chipotle going to spend $20. If you are talking about running through Taco Bell and getting 12 tacos, is that cheaper than going to the grocery store in most cases?
Who can eat 12 tacos?
Well, if you have two kids at home, Scott.
Okay.
I think you'd be shocked.
Well, there's another word that starts with SH that I can think of if you ate 12 tacos.
No. Nice.
I'm just being honest.
Nice.
By the way, three of those very dangerous, aggressive monkeys remain on the loose. Three.
I am team hepatitis monkey. Let them go.
Monkeys being transported yesterday on a Mississippi highway escaped after the truck carrying them overturned, and all but three that got out have been killed. The crash happened approximately 100 miles from the state capital of Jackson. It is not clear what caused the truck to overturn. A video showed monkeys crawling through the tall grass on the side of Interstate 59 just north of Heidelberg, Mississippi. Quoting here from the Sheriff's Department, there are three monkeys still on the loose after the officials from Tulane were able to get inside the truck and get a correct count. Run, baby, run.
Run, baby, run.
Because these poor monkeys were being used for experiments.
Yes. To advance medical research. You know, they said if you see one, don't go anywhere near it. Call 911. They are aggressive, and you would be too.
Yeah, they've been in a cage getting experimented on their entire lives.
So sad. I hate talking about it.
Also, did they say yesterday that only one was on the loose?
One, but now they're saying three.
They walked back through the trailer and did a recount?
I don't know, man, but they've got COVID. They've got hepatitis. What's the other one that they had?
Freedom. They have freedom.
Well, they do have freedom now.
Herpes.
Herpes. That's right. Herpes.
I am team herpes monkey. Go, buddy, go.
But they keep on coming back.
You can identify them with a persistent cough and an itch.
Oh, God. Why is that monkey scratching himself?
Well, must be the herpes. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.